Fishtown lays low, where the Leland River meets Lake Michigan. Last year, high water on the lake and the river began to cause flooding in many of the town's historic buildings. Some businesses have been able to be moved away from the bank in order to reduce the damage. Others haven't been so lucky. Maggie Mielzerik owns Leland Gal, a small retailer for art-inspired textiles and home goods. Her brick-and-mortar store in Fishtown became uninhabitable due to water level.
We realized that even though our shanty is across the path, we had a couple of days that were the water came all the way in, and since we had to step down to get into our shanty, it doesn't come out.
Mielzerik says this year, the problem became even worse. There were more days early in the year when the store was flooded, and it began to develop mold. She says she was able to find a space for a daily pop-up store outdoors. Mielzerik says this year has been completely different than any other. Flooding caused problems, and perhaps surprisingly, COVID helped her survive.
We've been very lucky that a lot of people have told us that our shop is the only one they've come to because it is outside and they feel safe shopping there. We've been saved by this scenario, by these two shop owners that have let us be here. The 2020 season has been a good one.
In Fishtown, Mielzerik's story is an exception, not the rule. Rick Lehman owns Reflections, an art shop in Fishtown. He says every business in town was hit hard by COVID.
Because of the governor's restrictions, we had a 10-week late start. And that didn't help as far as sales or getting a little bit of money to invest into the rest of the season.
Lehman says the beginning of the season isn't usually their busiest time, but it is still an important part of the season for a tourist town. The bigger impacts, he says, were the canceled events and festivals in the area, which in most years brought in massive crowds. Crowds started to swell in the later parts of the season, but Lehman says this summer has not come close to usual in volume or revenue.
This is what I put my sales receipts in after I make a sale. Usually by mid-August or early August, I have to take this out and put it someplace else to make room for more receipts. This is the entire year.
Lehman's business has been in Fishtown for more than 20 years, but that isn't the case for everyone. Compass Paper Company just opened in July, right in the middle of the COVID-19 epidemic. Sarah Hartman does retail at the store. She says it's been a bit intimidating being part of a brand new business in a tourist town with everything that's going on. But she says there's optimism for the future.
The other shops around here have been super helpful with us, like telling us, like, hey, this year sales have been pretty bad, but look forward to the other years, giving us numbers of how it's going to be. Sales around here have been like 60% lower than what they normally would be. So that gives us a good picture of what the following year should be.
For many businesses in Fishtown, there's a sentiment of we'll get through this. Whether it be waiting for the high water cycle to recede or waiting out the pandemic. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.